This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us so much. And I really do appreciate the time. And, you know, head up to the website. I'll wait. Head up to the website. What I want you to do is I want you to give me your email address. Okay? Give me your email. We send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on. And, you know, God, I hate when this happens. Come on, move it along. Head up to the website, and you can give me your email address. We send out an email once a week, let you know what we're doing for shows and what have you, and people that we probably have on the show and topics. Yes, we do sell stuff on it as well. But if you want to be noticed by text message, because I'm telling you, Google is clamping down on emails. It's clamping down on websites. I mean, some crazy stuff. Our traffic last month dropped to almost nothing. All right? And it isn't just us. I'm not just saying, oh, look at them. They're coming after me. No, no. They are coming after everybody. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a conservative, you've got to find other ways to get your message out. It really is that simple. So yesterday, apparently, was Cinco de Mayo, right? And I was thinking, what do you do on the 6th? Don't you have to, we have to have like a Sixto de Mayo, don't we? Something like that. And I thought, sing along with me.
I am the Frito Bandito.
We can do cannoli bandito.
I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips.
And yes, I know, that's the most racist cartoon from a commercial. And part of what got me off on that was I was reading some things about cultural appropriation for Cinco de Mayo. Now, let me ask you a question. In L.A., they have a cultural Hispanic area where they have the foods. You know, I grew up in Boston. They have a place called Faneuil Hall there where they have all these different kind of foods, and nobody screams about culture. Well, they might now. They didn't back then. Well, they get a kick out of it, though. It's a screaming cultural appropriation. Go down there. Most of them are illegal that are down there. Just get over it. Go down there and tell them that you will no longer allow white folks in with sombreros on and ponchos, and even the white folks that are cooking Mexican food. We can't have any of that because it's all cultural appropriation. See what they say to you. What I really think is funny is most of these people screaming about this stuff, they've never left their little cubicle. Right, they've never done anything to kind of get them out into the real world, in the sun, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. However, before that happens, I thought, you know, I heard that Nancy Pelosi went down to the border. And she had some thoughts, and, you know, Nancy, there were very few thoughts, but she had some thoughts on what was happening at the border. I thought we should, you know, she is Speaker of the House, we should at least do what they would never do for us. Let's give her the courtesy of listening to what she had to say. What do you think? Anytime.
I love coming here. This week that we observe the birth of our president, in particular George our founding father and our founding mother, George Washington and Martha Washington. We followed his lead on protecting what the butterfly sanctuary and the knowledge that he has.
For some of you guys that are in the chat room, could you please translate for me? Because I'm still lost.
The region, being a border member of Congress, and what that...
A border member... No, look at her. Look at her. I don't know if she's having a stroke or she's been drinking or whatever, but, you know, she can't string the words together.
Meant was we would have...
Here, you really want to be scared? She is two heartbeats away from the presidency. Let that sink in. And the other side loves her.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. And we had the opportunity to meet with David Higgerson, the director of field for...
She's trying to read her notes, and it's somewhat windy, and either nobody gave her a rubber band to hold the pages down, you know, or a couple of rocks to hold the paper. She could have tipped her head to the right, pulled a couple of rocks out, and just put them on the papers, you know.
Of the CPD detection, but that's what will happen on Monday. Mr. Castro's resolution will go to the Rules Committee. Again, I thank my friend here, my colleague, Mr. Player, and now it's more there's so much more immigration needs here. That helps the Border Patrol because this isn't what their job was before.
The birds in the background are the best.
The woman is lost. She is so lost. And you know what? They should give her teleprompter just to remind her where she is and what she's talking about. You know, the rest of it. That poor woman. I mean, seriously. Now, you hear the confusion? This is February. This is this past February. And on top of all of that, Joe Biden now talks to the dead. Did you hear about this? Joe Biden, in a speech that he gave over the weekend, said that Margaret Thatcher called him recently to tell him how concerned she was with President Trump, that she was not a fan of his. And all I've got to say is, Joe, if you're talking to Margaret... Tell her to say hello to Ronnie for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a little bit with Kimberly Marin. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck McDell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Funny.
Here we go.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. And let me just bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. We try to get her to straighten things out, but it doesn't always work out that well. You know what I'm saying? So, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, I hear that, New Hampshire politics are heating up. And, what's his name? Pete Buttleberg, or whatever his name is. He's rising in the polls in New Hampshire. What is wrong with you people over there?
He's rising in the polls with Democrats. That's what's wrong.
Yeah, but...
So just ignore that. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but you told me last time you were on, and I started believing you, is that you basically have no Republicans there. You have people that are registered as Republicans, but Are they really Republicans? Are they really fight like Republicans? Or are they just kind of whatever? You're not helping me.
No, there's people here. there are good people here. But there's a lot of Democrats now. There's still more Republicans than Democrats. It's really the indies like me that make up the majority. So I'm not sure quite how that works out.
Are you one of those states that wants to give its electoral college to the, whoever wins the popular vote in the country gets your electoral votes? Are you?
We aren't one of those states, but we have Democrats who are.
Okay.
Democrats are completely out of touch with the reality of the electorate in New Hampshire. They think that we want out-of-staters to vote in our elections. They think we want to get rid of the Electoral College so our measly two electoral votes won't count, and no one will ever come here again, ever, because we'll be ruled by New York and California. To put it this way, our Democrats here are just as dumb as Democrats everywhere else.
Yeah,
they're no different, and most of them are from different states anyway.
Well, oh yeah, right. You allow people who say they're going to move to New Hampshire to actually vote in New Hampshire, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That happened in my town, actually.
Wow.
Yep.
And how do they justify? How do they sell it?
What do you mean?
How do they sell that to the voters? How do they sell that to the people? That
they lie. Okay, so what Democrats do is lie and say that Republicans are trying to suppress the vote of, they're using college students because it's the majority of people that are from out of state who vote are actually college students. It's other people, too. It's not just them. But so Democrats lie and say that Republicans are trying to suppress the vote of students, and we want to keep them here. Yeah, no, if you can't handle voting absentee ballot from your home state, I don't want you to stay here because you're not responsible enough, and you can't behave like an adult. So take a hike and go back home. They say it's voter suppression. The only votes that get suppressed in New Hampshire are the votes of actual Granite State residents by out-of-state voters.
Right.
It's not voter fraud because we've allowed it, but it's our votes are still getting suppressed because we let out-of-staters vote in our elections.
Yeah, it's like the ballot harvesting that they did here in California. It's not it is not illegal to ballot harvest. However, when you go get the ballot, you're not supposed to influence the person giving it to you, and many people don't fill the whole thing out. So, when somebody shows up and says, I'm here to pick up your ballot, and I just want to make sure. Did you have any questions? Was there somebody you didn't know or something you didn't know I could explain for you or help you out with before you close that envelope? You're not supposed to do that.
Nope. Of course not.
No, just nuts. And what do you think about Bernie's snap? We talk about voting. I mean, heck, they've got to be desperate if they want criminals to vote. So, Bernie doubled down on, no, they should be voting. We should have people in jail voting or be allowed to vote because they don't lose their rights. I mean, they still get to go out and go have coffee and do other things, too, while they're in jail, don't they?
Okay, so if that's the case, is Bernie willing to give felons back their Second Amendment right then? Hypocrite. You going to do that, too? Yeah, you want to give them back their right. First of all, they shouldn't be voting in prison. It's supposed to be punishment. You're supposed to lose your rights when you go to prison because you did something to someone else to take their rights away. Whether you robbed them of their property, assaulted them, raped them, murdered them, you took away someone else's rights. So guess what? As your punishment, you get locked up and you lose your rights for the time that you're in prison. Absolutely, we should restore rights. All rights. Not just voting rights. All of them.
No, I agree with you. But when he made that comment,
he didn't.
They don't lose their rights just because they're in prison. I'm thinking, wow, so they have a right to leave whenever they want to. Right? I mean, they go to the movies.
They have a right to firearms.
And when
they're going to have firearms in prison now?
Yeah. Well, when they go out to vote, do they go in the van or do they get to go by themselves? Do they get to go to the...
They would probably vote absentee, and they'd all vote Democrat.
But...
whether they voted Democrat or not, those votes will come out as Democrat.
Hey, Frankie, who's against the death penalty again? Got it. Yeah, right? Did you see that? Go. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. They just, they want votes, 16-year-olds to vote, right? Felons to vote. I mean, illegals. I mean, think about it. They're talking about letting illegals vote. Well, not in federal elections, only local elections. Well, what's local? School board, water board, city councils, town councils. Does that include assembly people? Or I don't know if you guys have...
You actually have something called a water board?
Oh, yes, we do. And we vote for them.
Not a surprise.
I don't know why. They got no power. Newsom just decides what he wants to do, and he does it.
he's awful. Your governor is literally the worst thing to ever happen to California. He really is.
Listen, we jump from the fire into the frying pan and then turn the heat on the flame up to high, double high.
Yeah.
Okay, he is.
And then somebody came along and threw some gasoline on it. The guy's insane, out of his mind. He cares nothing about actual Californians.
No.
He cares more about illegals. He cares more about other things than actual Californians and making your state a better place to be, to live. He cares more about really dumb things than cleaning up the cesspool streets of San Francisco where people can't even walk peace. It's horrifying.
Yeah. Do you know how much you get for picking up human excrement in San Francisco?
Oh, God, what?
$160K a year. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe, your host, as soon as she gets up off the floor. We'll be back. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hard at work in Finland meeting with his Russian counterpart. Pompeo speaking with reporters saying the Trump administration keeping a very close eye on what's going on in Iran and in Venezuela.
I made clear our view that the Venezuelans deserve a democracy that is doesn't have any foreign party running their country or involved in their country. So we want the Cubans out, we want the Iranians out, we want Russians military out. We had that conversation.
In other news, he's arrived, but we haven't seen him yet. Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Prince Harry telling reporters,
still thinking about names, Alan. It's, the baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. For us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Remember, if you want to get notices, I mean, some of you have sent me copies of your emails where they get an email. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does it every week. Kimberly, I'm getting emails from some of our listeners, and they're taking a screenshot of... they get the mail, and before they open it, it says, this site is known to send out spam. So they don't know.
Really?
Yeah. So, and it seems to be mostly Gmail users, which tells you what? It's Google, right? Doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, people don't realize how tough it is, but if you still want to be notified about the show, you can always get it via text. You text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and we'll get the message out to you. Here she is, Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week off, get things rolling. So how are you doing? How did your week start off?
Pretty good, actually. My week was pretty, so far, I made it through Monday.
Yeah. Well, I like seeing the pictures.
And I can't wait to go to bed.
You don't relax on the weekends, that's for sure. Every time I see pictures, you're either cooking 272 meals for the week or something, or you've got some gun thing you're doing, right? I mean, that's the two things.
Well, actually, this weekend, Friday night, I spoke. I was one of the guest speakers at a Lincoln Reagan dinner.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yep, so I was speaking about my topic of, you know, choice, typically, Second Amendment. And it was pretty interesting. And I remember I messaged you, actually, because I was sitting at the same VIP table as the main speaker of the night, who was a former California assemblyman.
Oh, who?
He's very good. Very, very good.
The guy you sent me the question about, right?
Yeah, I said, do you know him? Because I was sitting, had the whole dinner with he and his lovely wife, and he was really good. And I'm like, we need more of you here.
No, here. Did he tell you that California was lost Did he tell you just cut it off at the border and let it go? Float off into the ocean?
So, yeah, so that was pretty, yeah, you're right. It's very rare that I'm doing ever nothing on a weekend.
Yeah, no, serious. I see the pictures. I know. You don't, relax is not in your vocabulary, apparently. But
it is. It's just kind of not allowed, I guess. Self-induced, so, not allowed.
Here's a surprise, right? So Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is not allowing the Dems to have Trump's tax returns. And part of it is, there's no precedent for it, number one. And number two, think about this. You haven't given me a good reason. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I love it. It's like, wait a minute. This is my job to do, and I'm telling you that you can't just ask for these things. Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. And the Justice Department said, look, that is one area, which I think is really interesting, one area that's protected like nothing other when it comes to your tax returns and giving that information out, you know?
Yep.
So, but I'm really curious to see ultimately or eventually if they get his. But I think Trump has doubled down now. Don't you think he's kind of turned the screws and he goes, look, I think he's pushing Barr to investigate everything that Barr can investigate. I think he's not going to give them everything he wants. Like he said, you know, they're going after Mueller because, you know, this was their golden boy. He said it today in general conversation. Trump says this was their golden boy. Now they're going after him because they didn't get from him what they wanted. Just disgusting.
Yeah, well, you know how they are. They want to destroy anyone and anything associated with Trump.
Well, think about how much Comey what's his name here? Mueller. Think about how much of a golden boy they were, how much they had to be protected, how much they threatened the president. I mean, they were ready to pass a law to protect Mueller. Now I think they want to pass a resolution and throw him in jail. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear what somebody, I don't remember who said it, but one of them said, we want to arrest him and hold him in contempt or something like that. I can't remember which.
Jerry Nadler, right? The Weeble.
It was somebody else, too, said the same thing. I'm like, they think they can really do that?
The Weeble. Well, apparently in the past, not the AG, but there's been others that have been, court has had been able to throw in jail until they gave the information or did what they were supposed to do. But, you know, who do you go to? Are you gonna go to the AG to arrest the AG? I mean, seriously.
Seriously.
I mean, and he's got precedent with Holder. I mean, Holder was held in contempt of Congress. Nothing happened. You know, again, I said it at the time when they did it. I said, so what are you going to do? You're going to have Holder say, excuse me, AG Holder, you have to arrest yourself. I mean.
Right, exactly.
Would you please put the handcuffs on yourself and throw yourself in jail? It would be really good if you did that. But it didn't happen. And same thing with, come on, this. Sometimes we say this stuff like it's set in stone, right? Like, you know, when you talk about the president, they're going to throw the president in jail. Really? Who's going to go throw handcuffs on the president? Especially when it's your hand-picked right-hand man, AG. And I'm talking about Holder and Obama. Did they really think they wouldn't get anywhere with all of that? We wasted a bunch of time. I'm sorry.
Yep.
That's just how I feel.
No, it's true. I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, and then Hillary this weekend, again, didn't take her meds. They started to wear off sometime on Sunday when she was giving her speech about how the election was stolen from her.
Oh, right? My God, I saw that. I was like, so now it was stolen.
So, no, but a more honest comment would have been, after I stole it from Bernie, they stole it from me. You know?
Right.
Right?
That's true, but she'll never admit that either.
No. But she... Nobody has admitted. I mean, none of them have ever said, this is my fault. What's his name? Who's the guy that lost the Bush? Al Gore. See, it's a Freudian
man
thing.
Pig.
I'm trying to get rid of his name.
Just call him Man Bear Pig. That's what I do.
But, you know, here's another guy who lost, and he finally gave it up. You know, he was, to his credit, he was ready to go. He had the lawyers in place, and he just was like, okay, enough is enough. Let's just stop this craziness. She's not going to do that. And if he wins again, I want you to think really hard. If she wins, I mean, if he wins again, what do you think it's going to be like then?
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
No. I mean, they've lost their minds this time. It's never going to stop.
No.
Right? Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't get it. They just, and you know what's funny is I heard, I don't know if Hillary said it or I think she did. She said something about, you know, if Trump loses, he's not going to accept the results. He's not going to leave.
Right.
Wait a minute. That's what you haven't done for the past 2 years is accept the results.
What was funny was she, so think about something. They constantly pound on Trump to follow the law. You know, he's a lawless president. Follow the law. He's a lawless president, right? And I want you to think, she says that it was stolen from her. She won the popular vote, and yet it was still stolen. How is it stolen when you won by constitutional law? How does it actually get stolen at that point?
Dad, I don't know.
No, seriously. They, because if you think about it, they're pushing us to live by the rule of law. And then they turn around. She's out there on a... By the way, the tickets are a bargain right now. I don't know if you know that. You can get
the tickets are... Oh, yeah.
The tickets to their event. They went from... What were they originally like? $7,000? They're down to 12 bucks a seat. I mean, we could buy a whole row and make her feel good. You know what would be great? Wouldn't it be great if somebody could donate a couple of hundred Donald Trump dolls, right? And you buy a whole bunch of seats in the front row, those like first 10 rows back, and just fill them with Donald Trump dolls. Don't you think that'd be cool? So she'd have to give her speech while staring at Donald Trump dolls.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so bad.
You know, I would have a lot of fun with that. I would have a lot of fun with that anyhow, but whatever. All right. We'll be back.
It would be amusing, that's for sure.
Well, hey. It would throw, you know, it would throw her for a loop, right? I mean, it happened.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but really, the conference or the tour that I would pay to see, I want you to envision this. Wouldn't it be great to do like a Hillary, Pelosi, Waters, and Sheila Jackson Lee tour?
Okay, that's funny.
Democrats on display. What do you think? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasts of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring her in. Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week. Kicks it off. Gets us rolling. Gets us pumping. Kimberly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, during the break, I started to think about something when, you know, as we were coming back in. You were talking about Cory Booker, you know, the brain surgeon of the group. And think about the ones that were high energy and young and went totally socialist. Where are they now? Right? Booker being one of them.
I think they're all basically crawling out from a hole that they dug for themselves, to be honest with you. Some of these people are, like, truly crazy, and they keep, what it seems to me they keep doing is trying to out left-wing progressivize each other, You know, like, remember, Elizabeth Warren was hot for a few days because she said she wants to get everybody, get rid of all their student loan debt. Or a big percentage of it. And then, you know, now Cory Booker just came out and said he wants everyone who wants to own a firearm and practice their fundamental human right to self-defense, protected, by the way, kids, under the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. He wants us all to have to get federally licensed. We'd have to interview some federal jackwagon, and that person would decide whether or not we're worthy to practice our right.
Listen. Go ahead.
Mind you, some states already have that. Some states do have that. It's wrong. But can you imagine the feds doing that across the country?
I don't want the feds to do much of anything across the country. Tell me what tell me what they handle that is so great, so smooth, so non-problematic. Do you know what I mean?
Not one thing. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that because I know some people who work for the federal government and they are very, very good at what they do and they do a great job. But in general, the federal government, it spends way too much money, has too many duplicitous departments, and it just is this behemoth, bloated pig at a trough, and the trough is filled with taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, well, like I said, just keep coming back to our VA. I mean, God bless the fact that we have one to help our guys out, but, you know, the bottom line with it is you die waiting on the VA.
And you know? You know what? I know some people who have had very good experiences with the VA.
Right.
I think it might depend on where you are. What's shameful is, isn't it the Walter Reed one that's in D.C. or right around D.C.? That's one of the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. But
That's shameful.
Still, when you think about what it takes getting fixed, you know, my dad loves his VA, what have you, but he's talked about having to wait to certain things that have to be done, the way they have to get permission to go to have certain tests done. It's scary to think that it could be, you know, a couple of months before you get a colonoscopy if they can't get it done right. You could be dead.
Right.
Or you go from stage one to three in that short of time, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's...
Yeah. This is why, I mean, just look at what the federal government has done to Indian reservations, okay? That's all you need to do. All you ever need to do in your lifetime, if you want to see how bad the federal government is, look at I want you to go to an Indian reservation. Never mind just look at the bad socialist government that is ruling there. Just go to one and tell me what you think. Because I've been to several, and I was horrified. Horrified.
Okay. You're not as old as I am, but I remember the projects, right? The government projects. They put housing
together.
Those
still exist everywhere.
What's that?
The projects still exist everywhere.
You mean those ugly brick buildings, you know, that are 15 stories high and high crime and all kinds of other crap going on there? That was the government.
Oh, God, yeah, those still exist.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Listen, Joe, I knew of a project that was in a downtown area of the city I grew up in, and it was only, I want to say, 30 years old. And it was so bad that they demolished it and rebuilt it. I kid you not.
Oh, my God. No, you see them. I see pictures of them in New York, areas of New York where they're abandoned, they're empty, crime-ridden, right? I mean, you just see it's terrible. And people are still living there.
You know, when I see the way that some people live, and they're stuck there, right? They work and they do the best they can, but they just can't get out because it's too expensive, or they just, you know, they can't catch up or get a break, whatever. I really, truly feel awful because no one anywhere should live like that in this country.
No.
But this is what Democrat policies have intentionally put into place. People who are stuck in poverty, stuck in high crime areas, too many people dependent on the government, and they can't get out of that cycle. And some people do, and it's great, but too many people can't, and it's really sad. It's really sad, and that's why I don't understand why these people ever think Democrats are going to lift a finger to actually help them break that cycle so they don't have to raise their children in horrifying areas where they have the worst education thanks to public schools, and they don't even know if their kids will come home safe at night just from walking to school because of the gangs.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I went to an event this weekend on Sunday, all-day event. The American Freedom Alliance put it on, and they went deep, and I mean deep, into the education system and how
good
it was taken over and, you know, what's going on with it today and what you have to do to combat it. The problem is, you know, we're 50 years behind. We're 60 years behind. You're not going to turn it around in a heartbeat. So you
No, it's going to take a while.
I agree with you. Hopefully, people are going to have the resolve to do it, to push back, to fight back, and stay with it. Because, it's frustrating. I'm on the inside, and it's frustrating as heck.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I know. I know school board members. I know teachers. I know the gamut, you know, of different people who work within the system. And it's really bad. It actually is really, really bad. And you have, like I said, you have good people, but you can't, one person or a few good people can't change this whole entire behemoth of statist, quote unquote, structure that's being forced on them not only by their state, but also by their maybe their local school board or the federal government. Yeah. The federal government under Obama put a lot of stuff into place in the public education system that was really, really bad and harmful to teachers, to students, to administrators, to everyone.
I agree. Listen, I was thinking about...
You know.
I do know. We're still dealing with some of that stuff, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's wrong. The way you administer punishment is wrong. They're telling us what to do and how to do. Not every city, not every area is the same or has the same kids in there. You administer things differently. We had Pete Peterson was a speaker there. He's the dean of the Pepperdine School of Public Policy. I'm going to have him on the show. And he was talking about the differences across the country with the colleges. At Pepperdine, they're considered, listen to this, they're considered a right-wing loon college because their professors are 1.5 to 1. 1.5 conservatives to every 1 liberal. Most of the other colleges, most of them, at the minimum are 9 to 1. 9 liberals to every 1 conservative.
And they're considered great houses of learning. Well, for folks out there, send your kids to Pepperdine because they're not going to learn anything at all the other colleges.
No, they're not.
And if you want them to come out as being actual responsible adults who understand what personal responsibility means and understand the actual true history of this country, I'd send them there.
No, hey, I'm with you. But the numbers were eye-opening to me. And like I said, that's why I'm going to have him on the show. When he talked about what goes on at those colleges, what goes on with the liberals, they are very much on the same page. They're very much together on how to make these things work and how to get their point across to the young kids. And Hitler knew it. Hitler and others have said, if you get the youth, you got the country. And he's so right. Look what we did. Look what we've done to our youth over the last 4 or 5 decades. Yeah. You know?
And it starts in K-12, and it gets even worse in higher education.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's they started off little by little, and you know, sometimes parents don't notice. Most parents probably don't notice. They don't maybe think to see exactly what the history is that their kids are learning. You know, they don't know who Howard Zinn is, right? Most parents just think their kids are being taught what they're supposed to be taught.
Well, they're at school. What could go wrong, right?
Oh God, the federal government is what went wrong.
All right, tell people where to find you quick.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrok.com, and Conservative ID on Twitter. I actually just wrote an article, a blog on Granite Grok, how the Second Amendment is the single most important women's rights issue in modern history.
I like it. We'll check it out. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Listen, don't go far, people. We're going to discuss why Senator Kamala Harris, she wants the DOJ to investigate the DOJ as to why they're investigating all the other things going on. I'm so lost. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.